football on In Play Radio. Hundreds of leagues, thousands of matches, millions of markets, only on William Hill's In Play Radio.
This is first versus third, of course, in the Premier League. Of all the places to for the wheels to come off the bandwagon, Anfield. Surprise, surprise, Derek. I thought they'd just take the hubcaps, but they're taking the wheels off it. They looked fatigued, didn't they, Leicester?
Well, you know, a couple of people who were at the game tell me that Leicester looked tired. They looked, you know, as though the bubble really had burst. Now, I always caution about reading too much into one result. I mean, you'll see the prices later on in one of the games later on. I think it's the Southampton game. When it looks a massive overreaction to what happened on Boxing Day. I'm not sure this is a massive overreaction though. City are just around an even money mark to beat a Leicester side who, you know, they weren't going to keep up the pace, really. We knew that. I like the look of City here. Good confidence boost and win for them at the week. Okay, they only beat Sunderland, but they beat them well. They beat them like a side that, to me, are still hot favourites to win the title. And I'll be surprised if they don't beat Leicester here. Leicester now will all of a sudden be thinking, oh, you know, Liverpool weren't even playing that well before they played us, and they were full value for the victory. You know, have the wheels fallen? They'll be questioning themselves when really they've been playing above the ground. And I think that might backfire on Leicester. I think this could be the end for them. I'm going to go for City here at 10 to 11.
Yeah, it looks a really good price. I think the big worry for them, obviously, are the injuries. And everyone's been saying it. We're not saying anything that no one's going to be surprised about here. But, you know, if Vardy and Mahrez aren't there, you know, I know they've got better players, you know, and they've got players in midfield who've been brilliant this season and all the rest of it. But it's those two guys who've been putting the ball in the back of the net. And I think that would be a massive miss for them, wouldn't it? If they're not there, then that's enough for me. I think 10 to 11, I know they've been playing well, but the only problem with backing City at odds on is the fact they've only scored 8 goals in 8 games away from home, Derek.
Yeah, you know, I know. That is a worry.
Unfortunately, they wouldn't have the firepower to beat Leicester. On a normal, if Vardy and Mahrez are both playing and firing, I think I'd be going Leicester here. But if those two are missing, and we need to check the team news. At the minute, we're not getting an awful lot of team news because we're only like a day away from the last set of fixtures. But keep your eye out on that. If any suspicion that those two are playing with injuries or they're not quite at it, then I think City are a tremendous bet at 10 to 11.
Well, yeah. I mean, Vardy was almost certainly carrying an injury at the weekend because he didn't seem to be off a yard. And also, remember, Leicester's two defeats this season have come against Arsenal at home, by the way, a resounding defeat, and Liverpool. So two sides who are in the sort of the top, you know, where you say you're going to finish in the top half dozen. And Leicester haven't met many sides like that this season. You know, they've had a kind fixture list. Yeah, the result against Everton a couple of weeks ago was sensational. But just signs that maybe now the bubble has finally burst.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, they played Man U and Chelsea, but obviously it's not like
exactly.
Man U and Chelsea. Nothing expect. The other guy I think it's worth looking out for here is Kevin De Bruyne. I mean, I'm not telling anyone anything they don't know, but he was unbelievable on Boxing Day. Just ran the show, set three up and scored one himself. They were saying on Match Today that he's not as good away from home as he is at home, but maybe this is an ideal game for him to prove, maybe disprove that theory that he's a bit of a homeboy at the minute. So I think him to be involved in the in goals would be something I'd be looking at. You're going Man City, plain and simple?
Yeah, 10 to 11, that's fair enough price, isn't it? Why would you need any more?
I think even though Leicester have been going great, I think it is a really nice price. Let's have a look at the next TV game, shall we? Let me just get that De Bruyne price before we move on, though. Kevin De Bruyne to score at any time is 13 to 5, which I think it's a great little price. That Wilfred Bony, by the way, who's 11 to 8, so a decent price. He's scored in 4 of his last 6 appearances for Man City in all competitions. Still think I'm not quite sure about him. But
I'd rather have De Bruyne at those odds, definitely.
Yeah, he gets that much service, Bony, that he has to score. But obviously, De Bruyne is a much better player.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.